from KQED.
During his career, San Francisco writer Leslie Tenorio has gathered up a series of prestigious fellowships and awards, including a Pushcart Prize. Now, the talent that's won him so much acclaim is on full display in Monstrous, a collection of stories set among Filipinos and Filipino-Americans, where loneliness and love are major themes. Oscar Villalon has this review.
Even in an age of instant communication, we shouldn't forget there are still gulfs that separate us. Continents of loneliness, perhaps even regret, stand between us and those we love, whether they live on the other side of the international dateline or just on the other side of the Bay Bridge. In Monstrous, Leslie Tenorio gently but precisely uncovers all the ways in which people suffer longing and, in some cases, still find reasons to hope. These eight stories, set in the Philippines and in California, cover a range of decades and a spectrum of people. There are late 60s horror movie directors and 1940s hotel employees, modern-day waitresses, and present-day psychic surgeons. One of the traits making Tenorio's work such a delight is how he's able to convincingly render all of those unalike characters from so many eras. Because of that, he's able to harvest a bounty of literary richness from his chosen plot of land, the Filipino experience. In The Brothers, a recently divorced man's rocky relationship with Erica, his transgendered sibling, turns into a search for redemption upon Erica's unexpected death. Perhaps too late, the older brother is finally presented to the life and the friends she had made for herself in San Francisco. The story, The View from Culiacan, takes us into a leper colony where a young Filipina-American, long abandoned there by her mother in the U.S., creates a tentative bond with an alien American sailor. It's a wrenching story, one in which we witness the impossibility of love when it tries to flourish under crushing circumstances. In the story Help, a Manila International Airport official recruits his young nephews in a plot to beat up the Beatles before they board their plane out of the Philippines. Based on an actual incident involving the band and a perceived slight toward Imelda Marcos during the Fab Four's tour of the country, Help plays off the nephew's excitement to meet the Beatles against the uncle's fanatical devotion to Imelda Marcos. Both comic and tragic, the story encapsulates the prevalent concerns of the book, of family and friends left behind in the gamble of finding a better life, of difficult loves and blown opportunities, and of how these trials can make us petty, even cruel. Throughout Monstrous, Tenorio examines how we can be so close yet so far away from what we desire or need, and how that complicates the very real sense of isolation many of his immigrant characters already experience. Here's how the young narrator in Lemoore, California, whose beloved big sister has run off with her teen boyfriend, puts it. I put my head on my knees, close my eyes. Somewhere, Isa is fine without us. Here, we are fine without Isa. And this is the truth I don't want to know. That the ones who leave and the ones who get left keep living their lives, whatever the distance between. A possible consolation, as Tenorio's tender, exquisite, and even humorous stories might suggest, is in recognizing that we still carry something with us of those who have been part of our lives.
Oscar Villalon is the managing editor of the West Coast literary journal Zizava. He reviewed Monstrous by Leslie Tenorio.